Good morning, Power Hour Nation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show, often imitated, but never duplicated. The Power Hour, thepowermall.com are two websites. It's so good to be with you. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman, and it is Veterans Day, a special day, the 11th day of the 11th month, or 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, was the armistice in World War One, and that's kind of where, not kind of, that is where Veterans Day comes from, not kind of, it is, and supposedly the war that started with the man who drove down the wrong street, World War One, the
Grand Duke.
Ferdinand.
Chances of that are slim to none.
Doug Rocky is going to be here and talk about veterans issues. Are things better for veterans in the VA since Trump took over?
Sure hope so.
We'll get his opinion. And, you know, there's a controversy in Illinois of all states. Surprise, surprise, of one of the veterans centers there. We'll talk about that. The red flag laws. What does that mean? This push for gun control. Just all kind of veterans issues with Doug Rocky. Always great to talk to him. Just a pleasure. And also, if you're looking to get benefits or help with Gulf War Syndrome or anything like it, you know, he's been at the front line. That's one of the things that Joyce accomplished, one of the greatest, greatest accomplishments Joyce ever did. So we'll certainly ask about that. And if you have a loved one or yourself are in need of assistance there and help with getting the help that you deserve and need, you know, he'll have some tips for you. Maybe we can help you along there. I'll let you know about our newsletter. We're getting a lot of questions about when Lauren from Ohio is on. We're getting a lot of calls. We will email these to you in an email blast, but you got to sign up. At the bottom of our website, there's a little red tab that says sign up for newsletter. That's what that's for. That's how we stay connected to you. We don't inundate your email with all kind of things. We don't mail as much, near as much as we used to. We try to, we limit it and only good quality information. Well, one of the things we will send you is the mycoplasma report, the spirochete report, and her 10-point plan that Lauren came up with. Fantastic interview with Lauren, and we'll have her on again soon. She's such a firecracker. Anyway, you can also, under the resources tabs, on the website, you can find it there. You can kind of look through there. But sign up for the newsletter. We will send it right to you. So that's something to let you know about. Yeah, Uncle Kevin.
Hello.
Welcome to the Power Hour.
I love that lady.
Lauren from Ohio?
Yeah. She told you Gulf War Syndrome, to get rid of it, take colloidal silver. Amazing.
Yeah, she had a whole list. It wasn't just colloidal silver. It was a whole list. And I'd like to tell, you know, you remember Frank Davis was on talking about those silver lozenges?
Yeah. I like them too.
Well, he sent some of those silver lozenges. My gosh, are they good.
Oh, wow.
Like,
you,
I want to
you
eat
didn't
them,
give
like,
me one. You holding out?
I guess. Yeah, apparently. You weren't here when we opened it. I should get you one. They're fantastic. And maybe we'll get
it sounded good. That may, honey and
maybe at the break. At the break, we'll go get one. And then we'll both
we'll
have
come,
one.
Come
and
back.
We'll come back and
see
and
how
we'll,
our voices are.
We'll mutter with them in our mouth. We'll mumble like marbles with them in our mouth.
That sounds good.
But they're super good. So silver lozenges at the Power Mall. A lot of news, obviously, and then Doug Rocky. My grandfather, Kevin's father, was a World War II veteran, and I can remember growing up a lot of just sense of perspective of the world. He had a couple, is there a couple stories you remember from him for World War II that stick with you?
Well, the one that sticks out the most is when they're on the troop carriers going over to the war, and they're all lounging out on the deck. It was a beautiful sunny day, and all of a sudden, you know, they see these planes up in the air, and they go, oh, there's our planes, you know, to give us
They thought it was American planes.
They thought it was American planes, and they didn't pay it no attention. Everybody was just looking at them, waving at them, and having a good time, you know. It was a beautiful, beautiful day. And then all of a sudden they see him start diving on him, and he's, you know, they didn't pay it any attention, And all of a sudden bullets started ripping on the deck, you know, they started strafing the ships. And, you know, my dad woke up and he said, oh my gosh, they're shooting at me, you know. And they're, you know how they pile that hemp rope that's 6 inches thick, and they pile it about six feet high. Well, him and his other buddy jumped over it, and in the
little parcel.
Yeah, in that little hole right there. Yeah. And his buddy on the next ship, he was praying for his buddy, and that was hit directly with a bomb, and unfortunately sunk and killed his buddy, and he was a little tainted after that.
Well, I think that's what's, you know, I've said many times that my grandfather wouldn't be what you'd call a religious person, even though some of the things he told me, what you think is religious, but it's not really, it's just American. Anyway, the time he prayed for his buddy on the ship, he saw the ship go down, and that scarred him because he prayed for his friend. His best friend was on the other ship, and he prayed to God, and God didn't answer his prayers. He fell, and that he disillusioned with religion.
That's right.
At that point, I mean, war.
At least 50 years.
Yeah, war really, you know,
changes
perspective and feelings about everything. Another story that sticks with he. My grandfather was in Army Air Corps. So he was in the Air Force, but it wasn't Air Force. It was Army Air Force.
Right.
And so he went to the Pacific. He was in India for a while. Mm-hmm. Then he was in China for a while.
Indochina.
And the Chinese hated Japan. So the Chinese were more than happy to let America. I mean, think how far things have come.
Well, the raping of Nanpin, what Japan did to China was horrendous.
And China was more than happy to let American soldiers set up shop in mm-hmm. China to... You know, one, for protection, but two, anything they could do they hated Japan
with passion.
So his outfit, they were in intelligence and they were in code breaking and that kind of thing. So they're listening by the radio, the chatter. So that's why they're in the Pacific, so they can hear it, you know, close to Japan and what have you. So he tells a story about, they're practicing the code. Somehow they got the code leaked to them, or some, you know, spy got the code that Japan was going to turn over to. So Japan was on a certain date. I don't remember what the date was.
Yeah, they changed their codes every 6 weeks or every so often.
Every so often. So it went to the time they were ready. They had pieced things together, and they were ahead of the curve, and they had studied this code. So when it came to the date for Japan to turn over to the new code, they were laughing because Japan, they didn't know their own code. They were making all kinds of mistakes. They knew the code.
Better than the Japs did.
Better than the Japanese did.
Yep.
And the highlight in terms of, you know, accolades or whatever. My grandfather was part of the group that deciphered the code and got the message where Yamamoto was going to be when they sunk Yamamoto. Was it Yamamoto?
Yamamoto. He was shot down in his plane.
Was he on the boat?
No, he was in a plane.
Okay, so he came from a boat. Where am I getting a boat from?
I don't know.
Okay, so go ahead, tell a story.
Yeah, they knew Yamamoto was flying in this plane, and they knew before it, and they sent P-40 Lightnings after it, about six of them, and shot that plane down.
Where they knew where he was.
They knew where he was going to be.
And
intercepted it and shot it down.
So my grandfather's unit was the one who got that message and mm-hmm. decoded that and knew where he was going to be. So for that, among other things, he received a presidential citation.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
I don't know what year that was. Was it from FDR or was it from Truman at that point?
You know, I don't know. You have it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have it.
You'll have to look.
It doesn't say a date.
Oh, it doesn't?
Uh-uh. No, I have it. Yeah, pretty cool. Some other stories he said when he's in.
Yeah, none of our sentries had bullets when he was in
India.
India because there was tigers there.
Yeah,
every time a tiger growled, they shot a bullet.
So, yeah. Well, you just turned the Reader's Digest version of actually a funny story. They're in tents in India. They're in the jungle on their way to China. You know, they're in India in training or what have you. So they're just there. They got off they put them out in the middle of a jungle in these tents. And so part of the things that they were to do is they were to have constant patrols around all the tents. And so two people at a time. So everybody would sleep and then they'd go in, you know, rotation. So it was the middle of the night and they were supposed to imagine a square where all these tents were. So they were supposed to go out and then, one guy turns right, one guy turns left, and then they're like a square, go around and then go back around this whole area.
Yeah, they walk the perimeter.
Walk the perimeter. So they go out and they start going out and there's, I mean, literally, there's tigers.
Yeah, he says he sees eyes.
There's eyes.
Eyes looking at him
in the jungle.
In the dark.
There's eyes in the jungle.
Yeah.
So, of course, what pretty much everybody would be doing, he starts shooting. They give bullets. So about the first night, they use all their bullets, they're out of bullets. The sentry, instead of going in a square where they separate, they start walking together around the perimeter. And so the next, so I don't know what the next day.
Within a week, they didn't have any bullets.
Yeah, they didn't let them.
The colonel took
all their bullets away.
Every little noise, every little growl, there's a machine gun in the woods.
Who knows how many monkeys he shot up? Anyway, so yeah, that was a couple.
That was a good story.
There was a few veteran story from World War II from my grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty funny.
Oh, and they were trading like crazy about they didn't want to do guard duty. Nobody wanted to do guard duty. So, you know, the Braves were making out like abandoned. You know, I'll give you next month's pay if you take
I'll give you anything.
Yeah, exactly. Or my rations or my cake that I just got from home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds like prison.
Yeah, it does. Yo, what is it? 2250. There you go.
Yeah, 2250 a day. Well, anyway, they have a little black market going on.
Yep, they do.
And it works a lot. You know how Wall Street tried to go to computers for the trading, mm-hmm. and it's more efficient if they do it with
right.
the people. Well, that's how that is in prison
that's
here.
That's right.
They were doing cake for tomorrow's pancakes for lunch's cake. You know,
that's right.
And if you wanted to start a fight, don't deliver what you said you were going to do. I mean, nobody wrote it down.
Right.
It was just understood. It was just the honor system.
Among thieves.
You better, if you promised your lunch cake, you better darn well give that lunch cake.
Every last crumb of it.
You better give it, or there's a problem.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a little stories from
World
veteran stories from World War II. Getting to the news, Donald Trump has fired, demoted, or suspended over 8,000 Veterans Affairs employees since taking office.
Oh, excellent.
He probably can double that. Probably
easily
be a
double
good start.
It. Yeah, just fire them.
You know, like, what's 10,000?
Start over.
What's 10,000 lawyers at the bottom of the ocean?
Good start.
A good start. So Donald Trump's got a good start. Oh, also, on the news, I'm going to news, thepowerhour.com under news today, Veterans Day discounts 2019. It's a whole list of companies that... are ready to support veterans. You know, they'll give free meals or discounts or what have you. So check that out if you're a veteran, or not only for today, but just in general. So there's a whole list of companies that support veterans that way. You may want to check that out. Alleged military benefits scam target thousands of veterans. I'm sure many of you have gotten calls like, you know, this is the IRS. We need your social security number so we can avoid a loss, you know, or whatever.
You owe.
You owe that, whatever. If you get calls about your benefits, your military benefits, your social security number, your IRS, just look.
Ignore it.
If it's important, they'll mail you something, and
right.
it'll be from the Veterans Affairs,
it'll
be in writing, and it'll be from somebody official, be from Veterans Affairs. Just be careful. There's a whole scam where they're purchasing or loaning veterans benefits, or like trading it, and then somehow scamming. I don't understand the whole thing, but somehow scamming the veterans. Just be careful.
Just tell them, I don't know who you are. I'm not giving you out any information.
Yeah, but tell them to put it in writing.
Right. Send it to me in writing. I don't know who you are.
And then you make sure, and scams are really hesitant to send things in writing.
Because they will.
Now you're talking, that's another federal offense, fraud in writing.
If you don't get anything in the mail, you're okay.
Stress disorders for veterans tied to risk for life-threatening infection. Just makes sense. Your body's under stress, PTSD.
Yes.
Studies are showing, I mean, this is kind of a no-brainer. Now you're more susceptible to other diseases.
Absolutely.
Or other. Lithium Balance, we sell at the Power Mall.
That's
it's
good
a great,
stuff.
Great
stuff.
Product to just help even you out. And mm-hmm. help. You know, Joyce always used to say, tell me about Lithium Balance. If you don't feel like getting your day started, just start taking Lithium Balance one every 5 minutes until you feel like grabbing your planner out and taking on the day.
There you go.
That's what she said. And that's what it does. It's really good. It's also anti-aging, Robert Redford said. Texas Republican reiterates call to protect Ukraine whistleblower's identity. This is Republican Will Hurd yesterday broke with members of his party who have been calling for the release of the Ukraine whistleblower's identity, though he agreed with his party's call to have Hunter Biden testify. He says the outing the whistleblower by compelling their testimony in a public hearing would send a chilling message to potential whistleblowers in the future.
Nonsense.
Oh, okay, let me go ahead.
You mean CIA agent and former NSC staffer Eric Caramella.
Yes, that's him.
That's right.
Well, the other question I was going to ask you, do you know this William Hurd? Is it Will Hurd or William Hurd? I guess it doesn't matter. Will Hurd, he's a Texas Republican. Do you know what he did before he became a congressman? Do you know who he worked for? Just take a guess.
George Soros.
No, good guess, but not correct. CIA.
And who didn't know that, right?
He was a career.
Either work for George Soros and his minions or the CIA or FBI.
Right. So the idea that this whistleblower law, listen, the Bill of Rights is the supreme law of the land. The Constitution is the supreme law of the land. Anything contrary to it is null and void. This is law. This is the United States of America. I read this last week. I'll read it again. The Sixth Amendment to the Constitution. Remember, the Bill of Rights. This is why I've begged you. And I'm going to do probably next week. I'm going to spend, it may be the whole 2 hours.
Do it.
I don't know. I'm going to spend a large part of a broadcast and I'm going to go over. See, I understand why this is important, why I'm begging you. But sometimes I'm not able to articulate that or help you or give you insights and deeper insights other than just ranting and raving about it. I'm going to take a couple hours and I'm going to go into some of the deeper aspects of what is the Bill of Rights? What is the Declaration of Independence? What our founding fathers thought? What the idea, what the philosophies of Locke, of Adams, of Madison, of Jefferson, what they thought about different things, what they thought about the existence of mankind. They were without question, you're talking the greatest, among the greatest, if not the greatest minds of the last 300 or 400 years. You are talking undoubtedly the greatest minds. And I'm going to help give you some insights and go deeper so that this means more to you. Anyway, when you see these things and you see this ridiculousness, this congressman, who obviously doesn't know the Bill of Rights, this is a criminal, an impeachment procedure. This is how presidents are tried in a criminal case. You can't, the DA can't arrest the president and then try him for something because then it becomes a political. It has to be done this way. This is a criminal proceeding. Okay. This is what the Sixth Amendment says. In all criminal prosecutions, and that's what this is, the accused, which is the president, although I don't know if he's been accused of anything yet, shall enjoy in the right to a speedy and public trial, public, by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law. Okay, the district where this trial is to be, has occurred, or this crime supposedly has occurred, is in America. The district it's going to be tried is the House of Representatives. And to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation. Okay, has there been any charge?
Nope.
Has there been official charge? Even no. Okay, no.
Zero.
No. Okay, even this whistleblower. Do you see this? And just so you know, the whistleblower laws were edited just a little bit, just a couple months before this quote unquote whistleblower.
So they knew they were going to do it.
This gossiper came out.
It's okay. A gossiper.
To be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and have assistance of counsel for his defense. Okay, it is the law in the United States of America. If you are going there, it is against the law for this to be secret.
Right.
It is against the law.
And if he doesn't testify, they throw the case out.
Bingo.
Bingo. Done.
And this idea, well, we're going to do this in secret, and then we're going to get corroborating evidence, so that now Schiff is saying, well, it doesn't matter if the whistleblower testifies.
Sure
we
does.
Have yes, it does.
That's right. And the reason why I could say his name and nobody else will say his name is because we have freedom of speech in this country.
And press. That's right.
We have freedom of press. We can say his name. And all these people on TV, oh, we can't say his name. We got to protect his name. Nonsense.
What does that tell you? He's not a whistleblower. This makes me.
Yeah.
This is dumber. This makes me. Ugh.
Yeah,
I don't even want to go.
Just what you said, Dan. He's a gossiper.
He
heard some gossip or.
Or his handler said, here, say this. Leak this.
Yep.
Say this.
Bingo.
We feel we can support this and we can ramrod this.
So. Whatever he is, he's a dirtbag.
Well, you know, he supposedly went to the Obama White House and
I heard all that nonsense that he did. I hope he gets his.
Anyway, this Republican, Will Hurd, says, well, this sends a chilling effect to whistleblowers. Okay.
No, it don't.
If you are going to accuse an individual, an American.
That's right.
then you have to follow the Sixth Amendment.
You have to look them straight in the eye.
If you are going to accuse a corporation for leaking oil in an oil pipe, then you can, this whistleblower statute can take effect.
Right.
If you are going to accuse an American, a child of God,
right,
endowed with unalienable rights, you got to follow the Bill of Rights.
Exactly.
Period.
And they are unalienable. Those are written in concrete, given to us by God. No man can take them.
Well, what is given to us by God is our life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And I'll get into that next week. I promise you, and I'll tell you when it's going to be.
I'm looking forward to it.
I've thought about, I think about this a lot, because we've sold, I don't know, or given away, I don't know, a few hundred of these Bill of Rights magnets.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be a few thousand. You know, everybody listening.
Everybody should have one on their
thing. I've asked everybody who's listening to buy some toothpaste from us, right?
Yeah.
Everybody should also take, I don't know how many people take a copy of the Bill of Rights and put it on their refrigerator, you know, just print it. But we have magnets that summarize it that you can put at least something up there. This must burn in you and be a part of you, and the ideas are bulletproof.
Correct.
And so the push, the war, and how do I know tyranny's at the door? How do I know that America is being on the attack by tyrants? Because there's violations to the Bill of Rights wherever I look.
Everywhere.
That's the test.
Everywhere.
That's the wall. Yep. That's the hedge. That's the protection.
Right.
Protection of what? What God gave you. Your dominion. Everything you believe. The core of your existence. And on Veterans Day, one of the greatest veterans and heroes of this country is Smedley Butler.
That's right.
Maybe we'll get into what he did. He says there's only two things worth fighting for.
He stopped the coup, too.
That they did. He did.
Yep.
There's only two things worth fighting for. Defense of your homes and the Bill of Rights.
That's a quote from Smedley, I think, right?
That's what I just said.
Oh.
That's why
I missed that part.
So I brought him up.
I'm scratching my nose.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. More news, and then Doug Rocky on the other side. So good to be with you. Happy Veterans Day to everybody who has served,
birthday.
Who has volunteered, who has been drafted, whatever, who has put that uniform on, and everybody who is silently fighting now. Thank you. Mm-hmm. God bless you. God keep you. Stay tuned. TheRarHour.com.
And wish you all well.
Hi, this is Jay at the Pyro Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made good for you. Food stores, I love to eat. Yum.
Yeah, I can see my my grandfather now. The eyes, you just don't even know. The eyes in the jungle.
Yeah.
The eyes. And then here's some tiger in the distance. You know, you don't think those machine guns are fire?
Rapid fire.
Yeah, I'd spend every bullet I had. Some tiger's gonna pounce on me.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got a great special for veterans, and it's only 2 days. We can't do this that much. We really thank you for all your support, all the things you do. We're here because of you, and this show deserves and needs and warrants your attention, your prayers, your donations, and your purchases. We got a great special: buy one lithium balance, and you get and you get 50% off another one and the Miracle 2 soap and neutralizer. So you buy any one of those, you can get the next one for 50% off.
Excellent.
So that's for Veterans Day. Is it for anybody? But it's a Veterans Day sale for today and tomorrow, which is 11/11 and 11/12. So I know people hear it on replay. So you got a couple days here to do this. Activated charcoal tomorrow, Todd, from Global Star. He's got to be away. He won't be able to do the broadcast. So we're going to do a replay of Joyce Riley. So we want to support Todd, and he's doing something he's got to take care of. So there'll be a replay of Joyce Riley. One of the things that she'll be talking about is activated charcoal. If you've never heard about activated charcoal, you don't know. I mean, check this out. Mm-hmm. You're really going to learn a lot. iComplex CS is Dr. Abel, 10% off. Mm-hmm. Strauss products, the heart drops. The silver lozenges, silver gel, now is in stock. And again, we it was the break. We didn't get our silver lozenges.
Oh, we forgot.
We'll have to do it at the top of the hour.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do it tomorrow. We'll do it on air.
It's Todd's fault.
I want to get your reaction.
It sounded wonderful the way he described it.
I couldn't believe how good
they are. He had it swirled all in and
with honey. And
honey. It sounded great.
Let's put it this way. I tried one, and I couldn't believe how good it was.
Yeah. I love honey, so, I'm sold.
If you are a new customer, we really want to reach out. We really think we have some things here. You got to go to the website, thepowermall.com, to see our whole array. Or you can call Jay, 877-817-9829. But if you're a new customer, your first order, you get 10% off. Use first 10 at checkout on the website. Or if we call Jay, just tell her. You say, hey, I'm a new customer. what have you, or if you haven't ordered in a long time. I know a lot of people from everything that went on, and it's really sad what went on with GCN, and, you know, I don't want to, but, oh, my gosh, those people, I swear. We're just now connecting with some of you, you know, like, oh my gosh, I didn't even realize you were on. And, you know, that other fake Power Hour that, their show, show stopped because they couldn't get any support because nobody would listen to them, what have you. I don't know if that's good. I don't wish ill, but I guess I wish ill in the sense that they're trying to steal our name.
They were.
Everything Joyce did, everything we've done. Anyway, if you want to mail something to us, mail it to The Power Hour, P.O. Box 519, Marshfield, Missouri, 65706. P.O. Box 519, care of Marshfield, Missouri, 65706. Like to give that out. And there's also a ton of other great products of Grown by Nature, which are essential. The Mother Earth Minerals under the tongue, what have you. Very, very powerful products that really do work. Mm-hmm. Quality matters. Vitamin D3 is always important, especially this time of year. So check that out. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. ThePowerMall.com. Getting back to news. Nikki Haley claims top aides tried to recruit her to, quote, save the country. She's putting a book out. Did you hear this?
Yeah, I heard it.
So it was Kelly and what's the guy from the guy Joyce loved his hair from Exxon. Remember the guy?
Tillerson
and Kelly went to Haley and basically said, we need to ignore the things that Trump's asked us to do because we need to save the country because he's gonna cost people lives.
This is why he was in office. They were working, right? Tillerson.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't qualify that.
Yes, this is, yes, she's writing a book about her experiences about this.
Yeah, they were backstabbers, those two.
They probably, I don't want
to. Well, they tried to keep people away from him. The president.
They tried to keep information away from him. Yeah. They tried to, when he'd say certain things. Yeah. I mean, the word is, he's saying a lot of things that we have wanted him to do. He said, go do them. And they just ignore him.
They'll
dilute it, whatever.
We
can't do it. Or make up some excuse.
They'll say, oh, yeah, it's done. And then 6 weeks later, it goes, how come I don't have that paper on my thing? I'll go look. They'll go look for it. Oh, they haven't done it yet or whatever. You know, just put them off.
Anyway, this is what we thought, and you can see for some time. Well, Nikki Haley's about to write a book. She's about to describe saying, yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Yep.
America's richest 1% now own as much wealth as the middle and lower classes combined.
Oh, I believe that. Sure.
That can only lead to instability.
Instability, yep.
And
trouble.
And the upset.
Yep. Angst.
This is a pretty long article. I don't want to. But basically, it's also why angry populist movements have become an ever more powerful force on both the left and right, demanding either wealth redistribution, which is sin.
Yes.
Wealth redistribution is sin.
Yep.
And I'll get into this, our founding fathers. And you want to talk, you know how I say socialism is Satanism? You ought to hear what our founding fathers say about it. You think I'm off the mark? You think I'm lunatic about this? You ought to listen to what John Adams and Thomas Jefferson say about wealth redistribution and what it is. It's Satanism.
Yep.
That's what it is.
Yeah, they just came from Europe.
Where's Renee from North Carolina always screaming? John from Ohio always screaming about socialism. Socialism is Satanism.
Exactly.
Just go look at the 20th century, see the results of it.
Mm-hmm.
KSL, this is out of, I think, Utah, a news organization out of Utah. They're investigating the secret score that determines how a company will treat you. You may not know this, but if you have ever owned a smartphone, shopped online, bought an airline ticket, or used a credit card, you are being secretly scored in ways that can impact your wallet. So companies look at you, and they put a CLV, customer lifetime value on
you.
That's
right.
So this has to do, if you call customer service, how quickly you get through.
That's right.
If you complain, you know what?
If you complain too much, you get detracted.
Well, no. If you have value, they don't care how much you complain.
Okay.
If you don't have value, now they'll cut you off. Well, sorry, can't do nothing for you. They'll just cut you off. It's
like
a financial decision.
Right. Is that the social credit score that comes above the head of the people coming out of the subway in China?
Yeah, the jaywalkers.
Yeah.
On the billboard.
Yeah.
Lo Ming is jaywalking. Don't talk to Lo Ming.
Don't talk to Lo Ming. You'll get ostracized.
Yeah, you will get your rice.
Yes. You can't get on the train if you talk to Lo Maine.
Well, this is similar to that.
Yeah.
When you call, they got you categorized. Would you have a value? So if you call and complain about, you know, I want a new one of this. This is terrible. If you have a good CLV, customer lifetime value, Mr. Brigman, you know what? We're sorry about this.
That's right.
We'll have one, a new one, right on the way to you, sir.
They do that with your credit cards, too.
Right on the way. Mm-hmm. If you have a low CLV, what are you complaining about? Make do. What's wrong with you? We can't but do everything. It's not our fault. It's your fault. Have all we know, you broke it. Have a good day.
Yeah.
Literally.
No, it's absolutely true.
The rise of microchipping. This is something we've warned about. You talk about transhumanism. See, and, you know, most people listening have some kind of spiritual sense or biblical faith or biblical base. That doesn't mean you're religious. That's not what I'm saying. But you understand this concept of life, a birth, life, death, renewal, resurrection, you know, what have you, that we're responsible to our creator. Well, transhumanism is wanting to get rid of the death part of this. You know, the tree of life, the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
We were cast out of the Garden of Eden, so we didn't partake of the fruit of tree of life so that we forever in our sins, forever in this state. Transhumanism, Luciferianism, says that, no, death is terrible. I will solve this, and we'll keep you forever here in this.
That's right. We'll merge with machines and live forever.
Right. So microchipping, you know, again, when I was little, I don't know what the sentiment is now in the South. I don't even live in the Deep South anymore. But, you know, when I was little in the Deep South, there was in the back of your mind, I mean, even as little children in school, there was the concept, don't get the chip, the mark of the beast.
That's right, 666.
666, the mark of the beast. Same
way with us.
Right, it was there.
It was there all the time.
Yeah. It was in the back of your mind, whether it was overtly talked about or not. Well, you're seeing more and more news stories like this, where as implants grow more common, experts fear surveillance and exploitation of workers. Advocates say the concerns are irrational. It's irrational for you to be concerned. That's what The Guardian's saying. This is a huge article out of The Guardian, a big paper. And you're seeing this everywhere. And you're seeing countries, Sweden, you're seeing corporations pushing this microchipping to categorize you.
Mm-hmm. And use it down the road and use it against you.
Yeah, okay.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, another, okay.
It might be fine. Well, you can swipe your wrist and get a candy bar. Oh, well, but that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
But down the road, at sometimes they're going to turn that all around and use that chip against you.
Well, another thing I'll talk about in this, when I'm going to go over the Bill of Rights and go over our founding fathers and kind of the ideas and try to help you understand the sentiment, try to emotionally connect you with them. One of the things I found in the 1760s, just so you know, founding minds were writing, John Adams was writing about that Americans were probably the freest people in the world, okay? Now think about this dynamic. They went from the 1750s, 60s to saying Americans are pretty much some of the freest people in the world, or the freest people in the world, to less than 20 years later, they were like, we're ready to lay it all on the line and fight to the death to separate ourselves.
That's right.
Okay, what happened? And as you go back,
creeping government creeped in.
Bingo. As you go back, the Stamp Act of 1764 was a major point. The, what's that other act? I can't remember. The Stamp Act, 70, there's another one that same year. So
yeah. The tax on shovels, they couldn't even make their own shovels.
So
in America,
what you started to see, and the founders will talk about, John Adams, vehemently talked about this. Thomas Jefferson was a little young. You know, he was a lot younger than most of them. You talk about brilliant minds. I mean, the Mount Rushmore of human beings over the last 400 years, Thomas Jefferson is and should be on the Mount Rushmore of people.
Yeah.
Anyway, so John Adams would look over these new laws and what was going on and what have you. And through this revolutionary mind, this ethic that they had, this understanding and philosophy and the way of thinking, he extrapolated that this whole system. And he came up with the concept, I see what's going on here. This is a complete takeover of our freedom and a takeover of who we are and of all our means of production, and this is sin. He was saying this in 1760. This is the beginning of this. Okay, I'm going to reverse this and put this the same question to you, ladies and gentlemen. If you see a country who surveils, listens to every phone call you make, okay, everyone, you know, the joke, now there's memes, the husband and the wife were talking and they're whispering, and the wife says, why are you whispering? He said, well, I don't want Mark Zuckerberg to hear us. And then his wife laughed and chuckled, and then Alexa laughed and chuckled,
yeah.
and then Siri laughed and chuckled.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody understand? It's like in the back of our mind now. We know it. Okay, we see a complete grid. We see the Bill of Rights being abrogated.
Eviscerated
on every level. Mm-hmm. We see police executing basically raids.
Illegal
raids. 80,000. Is 80,000 John White hits 80,000 times some illegal raid, basically a SWAT team
SWAT
raid,
team, yep.
comes into people's house 80,000 times.
Down the door. Whatever. Probably doesn't have a warrant. Oh, we got the warrant back at the shop. No, you can't have the warrant back at the shop.
So you start to look at this and see the chip and see this. See, John Adams would look at this and say, "My God, they're about to take our whole humanity."
Yeah. And we're at that point here.
Right. And that's why. But so what people want to know what the cure. One of the things I want this show to always be, I never want it to be a bitch fest for I don't know what other word to use, but a complaint fest. I don't know what other word
to
use.
We want solutions.
Right. We want to highlight certain things, but the certain things affect the way you think, not to bring you in a state of fear, but to bring you a state of awareness
mm-hmm.
and consciousness about something. And then so, and also the solution. The solution has already been fought out and worked out, and it's what our founding fathers did.
230 years ago.
Right. So that's why you got to understand the mind. And that's why I'm going to spend 2 hours. One day, Catherine, one day next week, put it maybe in the middle of the week, we'll talk about it. I will explain that some of the detail, not just me ranting and raving about certain things, blah, 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 but details about certain specific quotes from them, specific, concepts so that you can start to see through their eyes.
Yeah.
And once you get that, ideas are bulletproof.
Yeah, you have to get it.
Once you get it and it clicks in your mind, nothing will ever take it away.
That's right.
If you're a person of faith and a decent person, a moral person, if you're a decent moral person, once you get it and it clicks in your mind, all hell can combine and not change your mind.
Yeah, and you can start today. Just look at your Bill of Rights on your refrigerator, read them. Study them, know what they mean, and go out in the world and look at the world through the Bill of Rights, everyone, from 1 to 10, and you'll go, oh, my gosh, I understand what is going on now.
That's such a great point.
And you'll see the criminality going on. But you have to understand the Bill of Rights. You have to understand them. You have to know what they're talking about.
Well, and that's even this case about the impeachment. It's like, wow, this impeachment, half of America thinks it's ridiculous. Half of America thinks it's the greatest thing ever. Okay, all you got to do is look at it through the Bill of Rights. I read the Sixth Amendment.
Yeah.
This is lawless.
Lawless.
This is illegitimate.
Yeah, it's simple. And it's simple.
This is it. There's nothing else to talk about.
Done.
Our founding fathers have all went through. Why do you think they're attacking? Anyway,
yeah.
There is nothing. And when I say nothing, I mean nothing other than possibly. And I say possibly because it's really connected, really the same thing. But your understanding and belief in deity and the Savior, but it really is the same thing. That's what I've been trying to tell you. There's nothing more important, nothing, than the support and the Bill of Rights being upheld. Nothing.
And that's why they had to get rid of it in school.
The most important story in the world over the last couple few years, and will be for the next few years, will America uphold the Declaration of Independence, or will we succumb to the siren song of satanic globalism? That is the biggest story in the world. We got a caller. We'll go ahead and take him now. Brian in New York. Brian in New York, you're on the line. What's on your mind, Brian?
Hey, Uncle Kevin.
Hey, buddy. Hey, what's going on? I used to stomp around New York. What part of New York are you from?
I'm born in the Bronx, raised in Rockland County, and now I'm in Orange County.
I'm sorry for you.
I'm trying to get out. Hey, there was a story that I was reading on the internet over the weekend about how some armed robber had fled and ran into some random house, and the police blew holes with explosives in the house.
Oh, yeah.
MRAT to push through the house finally to tear gas it and everything, and the guy took him to court and they're like, nope, $5,000, that's all we're offering. We wrecked your house. Sorry.
Yeah, that was in, you know, I'm so glad you brought that up.
Yeah, that's good.
Because I heard that story on maybe a weekend, and for some reason I didn't get the cat or whatever. I didn't talk about. That's in Colorado. So to go, piggyback what you said, somebody was leaving a Walmart. They didn't even, I think it was a Walmart or some store. They didn't even steal that money. It wasn't like it was a bank robbery or anything. They stole some things. They fled. They went into this house. There was a young boy, a teenager in the house, the person who lived there.
Good.
Yeah, the teenager got out.
Yeah, there was nobody in the house
except this guy.
And they blew holes in this house.
Yeah, literally crazy. It's insane.
Literally.
The house was a total loss. It had to be taken, had to be carted out of there in pieces, and needed to be rebuilt. And they offered them what, $3,000 or $5,000?
Yes, the court ruled what the court says. Now, again, what have I been telling you about police? They do not, they're not there to protect you.
They're not your friend.
They're not your friend. The decision that the court made was that in the process of enforcing the law, quote unquote, mm-hmm. the police cannot worry about damage or any
collateral damage,
and they're not. Their concern is not to be for the people, but it is to enforce
the law,
the quote unquote law.
Yeah, corporate.
There you go. Private property. Again, we'll talk about. See, once you understand the founding of our country, that's Jefferson, right. Adams. Once you understand private property, private. But you believe in the Bible? You believe in God? Then wait till you see, and I go over how Jefferson and Adams equate private property to God and to our godhood and our connection to God. And you'll be like, oh, my God. And you'll see this, and you'll be like, this is lawless. Of course it's lawless. Brian, I'm so glad you brought that story.
I'm retired state corrections, or as me and a couple of friends call it, the Department of Correctional Services.
Boy, ain't that the truth.
And these guys get trained, guys in my old department and the police department, they get trained with all these toys, like you're talking about the MRAPs, the explosives. They train with, out of country, special forces and stuff like that. So when a situation like this comes along, and I can speak from personal experience, not from the police department side, but from the Department of Corruption side, that they, oh, wow, we could play with our new toys. Yeah, let's go get them. It's like, all right, so it's a testing ground. It's a litmus test. Let's just go blow stuff up because that's what we're trained to do.
Let me ask you a question, Brian, because, you're a little different than police. And I've been, and I don't want to be hard on individual policemen who are there, and there's a ton of great policemen who are real Americans, what have you, but as an institution, it's not serving America anymore. That's what I see. I don't want to get your thoughts.
They're taught to step all over your rights, like happened to you, that you've talked about, your 2150, I forget how much,
2250.
I get it right.
Don't you cut that dollar off. These guys are trained. There was a case, I believe it was New York State, where a guy got a really high mark on the test. I think he aced it. I think he got 100 on one of the police department tests. Whether it was New York or another state is kind of insignificant. He sued them because they wouldn't hire him because they said he was too smart.
Correct.
So the guy sued them. And in court, it came out that they said, well, if we take the really smart ones, then they're not going to listen to us. They're going to use their head. And we want people who are followers, not leaders. And that's what our demographic is. And because they hold to that, because that's their modus of operandum, if you will, that's their hiring structure, then they were allowed to get away with that.
That guy lost.
Yeah, was New York. It was New York. Yeah. And now, people don't believe me when I tell them that story. You're 100% right. The guy got too high a score on the test, and they said, we don't want you.
Correct.
We want people who are dumber, who will listen more and don't think. We don't want you to think. We want you to follow orders. That's 100% right. That's what the judge's decision exactly said. You're 100% right.
when you accept these jobs, when you go through the process of going to academy to accept the job, you go through physical and psychological review. You know, you're peeing in a cup, you're talking to people, they're asking questions, and they, you know, they have to have a failure rate, because if they're letting everybody through, like the psychologists, if they're letting everybody through, then what do they need them for? So they fail people. They look for things to fail people on, and they, you know, oh, you're retired military, or, you know, you served 4 years, and, you know, tell me about that. And they just, like, look for keywords or attitudes that, you know, whatever it is, whether it's in there. But the guys that are getting through, I really wasn't happy working with the people I worked with.
Mm. Well, unfortunately, that's the way it is. But America needs to wake up. This is, I mean, let's just say what it is. They are not your friend.
Nope.
I mean, if the police.
No, they're not. And they're not working for the public. They're working for their retirement.
Oh, boy, right. And they're working for the corporate city or municipality. And if they just do what they're told, they're going to get their retirement. I've said that
exactly.
if the police, and I've said this and I'll say it again. This is the last thought on this, Brian, then I'll leave it with you. If the police are any benefit to you at whatsoever, it is either one, a policeman going against his training and against the quote unquote statutes, or two, just the ancillary benefit of him executing the quote unquote statutes. That's it. That's the only reason that they're a benefit to you at all. Last thought.
The judges get a stipend at the end of the year for all the felony convictions.
Whoa.
The whole system.
Wow. We got to go. We'll leave it at that. Thanks, Brian. What a call. Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Stay tuned.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.